The Ghana Union of Traders Association has embarked on a demonstration to compel government to stop foreigners who have taken over the retail market. Addressing the gathering, the president of the association, George Ofori, said traders are losing their businesses to these foreigners. This, he said, is causing serious havoc in the market. Here is a report by Yvonne Asari-Ofe.
This is how the atmosphere looked like when I got to the Rollins Park. Traders from Malamata, Makola, Agbogbloshin, Dome, just to mention a few in Accra, were clad in red and black attire, shouting writings on their placards, which read, "We need our business back. We are losing our jobs. Foreigners are taking over Ghanaian businesses. President Mahama should wake up." The president of the association, George Ofori, said institutions such as the Ghana Investment Promotion Center, Ghana Immigration Office have failed them.
"We have been let down by the authorities who were supposed to have fight for us as regards to the invasion of the foreigners into the retail sector of the economy, which our laws by the constitution and the GIPC laws forbid. So we are not doing this thing as a result of our own fun or of our own convenience, but we are doing that because of the laws that have been established by the GIPC to make sure that foreigners are not allowed to trade in the market. That is the basic, and that is the reason why we have gathered here today."
The union is asking government to respond to their concerns, otherwise they will embark on a severe demonstration they term as Destiny Day demonstration. Some traders shared their sentiments with Radio Ghana.
"Our brothers and sisters,
yes,
we have to rise up.
Yes.
Our destiny lies in our own hands.
Yes.
Let's rise up. Let's rise up against the oppression. Let's rise up against the foreigners. Otherwise, we all will go back to our villages. We all cannot stay in Accra. Now, can you pay for the rent of your shop? If you come to Makola here, shop, I'm going. $50,000 or $100,000. Can we afford it?
No.
Can we afford it?
No.
Then we have to rise up and kick out the foreigners. Let's kick out the Chinese. Let's kick out the Nigerians. Let's kick out the Togolese. Let's kick out the Ivorians. Otherwise, you will stand back to our villages. Let's rise up."
Those were some members of the Ghana Union of Traders Association embarking on the demonstration, and in that report by Yvonne Asari-Ofe.